Father, we give you praise this morning because your joy is palpable in this room, and our lives are never the same as we rejoice at the reality in your word. We come into the fullness of all that you have prepared and reserved for us. Thank you, because we're going out of this place, out of depression, out of barrenness, out of lack, out of pain, because your word has an answer for all situations. We give you praise, our Father, for in Jesus' matchless name we pray. Anybody got a rejoicing in the room? Put your hands together. Make some noise. Find your seat real quickly. I think we should share the grace from here. I got joy in the Holy Ghost. I got joy in the Holy Ghost. My joy is not circumstantial. It's revelational. You hear what I'm saying? Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Joy kebobo talis kivalate zevromonde velita ba kindo shidibilitis aske. Joy unspeakable. I'll fill your mouth with laughter, and your soul will rejoice in. Your lips will be full of laughter. In the coming days, your life will not be dry, because I will pour water on dry ground. Who am I talking to? That's your word. That's your word. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. We're blessed this morning with a very incredible ministry of the anointed minister. She's calling Pastor Mike Aremu. Please, guys, help me celebrate this gracious gift of God in our midst. You know, the rejoicing is kicking. It's kicking. If you like, leave before the service ends. That's you on your own. All the very best to you, because something is coming. It's a tsunami of joy in the room. It will shake up everything on your way. The tsunami of joy will kick down every barrier. It will raise down every altar, speaking high things against the knowledge of Christ. Are you blessed this morning? Glory to God. I feel the anointing. Philippians 4 verse 4. Just give me the NIV first. Philippians 4, 4. I want us to just read together while I'm just seated. Philippians 4, 4. Definitely not today. Can we all read together? 1, 2, 3, go. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. You didn't read it for them, you read it for yourself. So when you read it, you do what he says. You don't read the scriptures for reading's sake. You practice what you read. Is that good? So we read it one more time, and you should do what he's saying to do. 1, 2, 3, go. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. I'm watching you. You are not rejoicing. You will read it again. You know, I told you this service is not for too many exegesis. No. It's not exegesis. It's not exegesis. See, this service is to look the devil in the face, eyeball to eyeball, and tell him, I know the pain is there, but I'm not going to pay attention to it. I know I got a circlet, but I'm not going to pay attention to it. It's not even happening, right? What we're saying is, when you start rejoicing, all things begin to turn together for the good. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we're going to read it again, and you will rejoice. Are we following? 1, 2, 3, go. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Hear what I'm saying. Wait. You will do it again. I have time today. I bought extra diesel. What I'm saying is, you don't have to wait for crossover night to do parana. No, I'm saying you can cross over in February. When you rejoice, you compress the future into the present. Anybody has rejoicing in their spirit here? Come on. Show the devil that you've got it in control. So whilst you're still standing, let's read it one more time and then you go crazy. Come on, 1, 2, 3, go. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Come on, anybody. I'll preach a bit. I like it. Keep it like, just bring it like that. Boy, tell your neighbor, the way you are rejoicing, you look like a suspect. So, the way you are, you look like a suspect. Are you beefing my testimony? Come on, rejoice with me now. Anybody can rejoice in this room. For my first time as here, sorry, public service announcement.
Oh.
We are crazy like that. Sorry, you look like my member, I look like your pastor. Welcome home. So just so that you don't feel left out, if they're around you, please give them a hug and reach on. Listen. God, sit. We're just talking. Wait. Hey. I like it. Bring it. Bring it now. Bring it. Don't be scared. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
He's lost on your job. He's lost on your marriage. Lost on your health. The devil is alive.
The devil is alive.
I said the devil is alive.
The devil is alive.
The devil is alive.
The devil is alive.
He ain't get nothing on me.
Oh, yeah.
The prince of this world comes.
The devil is alive.
And he fights nothing in me. I've got the Holy Ghost on the inside. Who am I talking to?
I've got the joy of the Lord in us.
Come on, rejoice.
The devil
is. Anybody know that you got joy?
I get joy.
Anybody know that you got joy?
Joy.
We've been made a joyful night, but joy cometh in the morning. Slap your neighbor, tell them, my morning has come. I said my breakthrough has.
I got joy.
I said my joy has.
My joy is here.
The morning is.
My joy is here.
Woo.
My joy. My joy. My joy.
Come on.
I get true joy.
Joy in the new time.
Joy.
Every day of my life.
Joy.
Every season of my life.
Joy.
Every day and time.
Joy.
Going through a bad day.
Joy.
Going through good times.
Joy.
My doctor's report.
Joy.
Yes, sack letter.
Joy.
The landlord's appointment.
Joy.
Everything I go through.
Joy.
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 joy. Sit, we're just talking. Sit.
I got joy.
So what I'm saying is, when you get the bad news and you start crying, you are telling the enemy, I'm not in control. But when you are rejoicing, you are saying to the devil, I'm in charge. Because what you're doing can't change my position. What you're doing can't change my disposition. I'm staying on the word. You might be giving me an evil report, but I'm staying on the word. Because whose report would you believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord. They said you got 5 years to live. No, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away, including that doctor's report, is passed away. I can't live for 5 years when I have eternal life. Who am I talking to? Eternal life lives in me. You can't give the Son of God an ultimatum. I've got the life of God inside of me. I choose my report. My report card was written in scriptures. So when I'm going to the hospital, I'm going with my own report. So when you give me yours, I will superimpose mine. One very revered man of God went with his wife, because the woman slept and woke up and saw blood. He says, Daddy, Daddy, I had miscarriage. The man looked at her and said, blood is not baby. You must learn how to define the thing. Blood is not, it's not baby. You saw blood, it can be menses. Whatever, but fibro can turn to fine boy. When you know how to rejoice. Yeah. So we can switch the position of the baby when we rejoice. They said the baby is coming out with his leg. No, when I start dancing, it will dance too. And then the head will turn, because the head is Christ. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It will turn. So I'm always in control, because I know how to rejoice. So the man said to the wife, blood is not baby. Can I have my food, please? And after a while, the woman gave birth to a bouncing baby boy, glory to God.
The fine boy
came from the fibroid. You know what I'm saying? The next time the man went to the hospital, he said he had BP. He's not resting very well. So when they put that, where's Lost Glory? What's that thing that he put on my hand the last time? Blood pressure machine, whatever. They put it on the man's hand and they were checking it. And the thing skyrocketed. And the doctor looked at the man and said, your blood pressure is high. He said, no, that cannot be my result. That's your result. You're the one holding it. I came with my report. So in case you missed your own, my own is authentic. Because you can't compare what God said and what man is saying. You didn't hear what I said. I said what God said and what man is saying. Because when God spoke, he put finality. So he's not subject to change. So what man is saying can change. So I cannot measure the constant by the variable. Are you? Hey, you can't measure the constant by the variable. It's like the saying, solve the mathematics when pi is 22 over 7. Sorry, you didn't go to school like that. Sorry. The pi will always be 22 over 7 or 3.14. I'm right, right? Yeah, I didn't waste my school fees. Glory to God. So you now went there. They say pi given is 22 over 7. Now find S. Now you left S and started looking for pi. No, power is giving. Grace is giving. Abundance is giving. Poverty is a variable. Sickness is a variable. When I stick with the constant, which is Christ, because see is constant Christ. Hey. I can change every day. See constant Christ change. See. Put me on key. See. Shout glory. I've got the joy of the Holy Ghost. God punish the devil. Don't leave this. When you get back to your house, lock the door. Some of you walked in here depressed. No, how can a child of God be depressed? No, how you have the Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? Because the other ones are mommy water now. You have the Holy Ghost. I have the Holy Ghost. Come on, I have the Holy Ghost. I said I have the Holy Ghost. Come on, rejoice in this room.
God, the Holy Ghost. See.
The things, see, some of you are waiting for one alert to rejoice. The things we rejoice for are eternal realities. Do you know what it means to have the Holy Ghost? That's what Abraham waited for. You know, so when we're singing, what they waited for has come to pass. It's not only car. It's not only money.
Yes, sir.
It's the substance of Christ that was revealed in the Old Testament but manifested in the New. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, so Abraham waited.
Hi.
Get back to that thing that you were doing before. I like it. Hi. Abraham waited. He did not get it. He died having believed in a promise that was to come. That's what they called faith. Say now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. They were hoping for Jesus to come, so their faith was not fulfilled in their time. Abraham waited, David waited. Interestingly, David was going to build God a house. And God said to David, don't build for me. Your son. Your son will build the house. Now, David thought God was speaking about Solomon. So he prepared things and kept for Solomon. And Solomon builded the house. But God couldn't live in a house made by human hands. So Jesus showed up on the scene by the resurrection and built a new house that you are and stepped into the house as the Holy Ghost. Dearly beloved, you are now the temple of God walking on 2 feet. The believer is the mobile tabernacle. I'm the mobile ark of God. Wherever I show up, God has shown up. So when I say rejoice that you've got the Holy Ghost, I'm saying rejoice because you have not become God's house. God is no longer stranded because he has you. When John saw Jesus and said to his disciples, follow him, they followed him and said, Master, where do you stay? He said to them, the Son of Man had no place. Why? Because he was going to make a place. The place is the believer. Come on, it's me. So when we saw David rejoicing in the Old Testament that he pulled off his clothes, why was he rejoicing? Because the Ark of Covenant was brought back to Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, what he was rejoicing for that was brought back, the believer has become. So I'm not looking for the Ark, I'm the Ark. I said I'm the ark. So what it means is this. Can I leave this thing for a minute? Kedove barata ketosia. So there's no depression in the ark. When the ark came, he started dancing. So since you are the ark, you better start dancing. Come on, come on. You are the ark on 2 feet. You can jump around. You can spin around. You can make some noise. The ark is not depressed. The ark is not confused. The ark is not looking for where to go to. The ark is the ark of the Lord. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is rejoicing. Anybody know that you've got the Holy Ghost? And where he is, there is liberty. I tell you right now, open up your mouth. Shout for joy. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. So I'm the ark. So it couldn't have been Solomon. Solomon couldn't have built a house because he was living in a house before he built the house. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm the house of the Lord. So because of me, God is not homeless. I'm the abode of God. Yeah, I'm the abode, the abode of God. This is the body, Thomas, of the heavenlies. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the gospel is the only source of joy. No, I didn't say it's a source. It's the only source. Everything else can give happiness. Only the gospel gives joy. Yeah. Because that's the good news. The good news that he died, he was buried, and then he rose up on the Thursday. The third day. For your joy. Shall he rose? I said he rose. That's all that matters. Come on, slap your neighbor, say he rose.
He rose.
And like I told you the last time, when he rose, he gave you a rose.
Rosemary.
Take that guy out of my church. I tell you now, if this is not your church, stay planted. Are you seeing the joy in this place? You now go to one Eledumare church where they are flogging you. Stay down one place, my friend. Because in the... This is the gospel. It's sweet. What church do you go to and you leave angry? You went to church sad. You now came back depressed. You now go back on weekly activity. That's why you're coming back weak. No, but here every Sunday is joy. Every Thursday is joy. Even Saturday rehearsal is joy. I said joy in the Holy Ghost. Sit, we're just talking. Acts chapter 13, verse 48, amplified. Just manage more. We'll go sit stand again. When the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing. So you have been hearing since morning. What have you been doing? So the gospel produces joy. So if you heard something and you did not begin rejoicing, you heard the wrong thing. What did you hear? If you heard something that is called the gospel and it did not produce the joy effect, you didn't hear the right thing. And my joy is not an effect in itself. It is the presence of God in you. Joy is not an effect in itself. It is the presence of God or the presence of Jesus in you. Yeah. So I don't feel it. I have it. All right, come on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So it's not a feeling. You can lose happiness. You don't lose joy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Say, they began rejoicing and glorifying, praising and giving thanks for the word of the Lord. Now this is very powerful. He didn't say their account balance changed. Come on now. Now, most of you came here angry about your bills. Have you noticed that you've been jumping forgetting the bills? Now you will now leave the door and pick up the bills. No. When you were rejoicing, he fixed the bills. So what is going to happen after now is most of you, the devil start talking to you. Say, you don't rejoice, finish. Now can we take up the bills now? No. You can put the bills on him. I said, God got this. So there's a me to have bills now. Now small time for me, Bill Clinton. Bills. But God is bigger than the bills. So my bills can't stop my joy. My bills can't stop my praise. In the midst of the bills, I'll be billing God. He can afford it. Can afford it. Come on, holler much more. So they were rejoicing. So the rejoicing is a natural response when the message of the gospel is preached. Rejoicing is a natural response when the message of the gospel is preached. You hear what I'm saying? God, I go finish this thing today. Rejoicing is the natural response when the message of the gospel is preached. Hallelujah. Look at Acts 8:5-8. Look at this. It says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Now notice what he preached. What he preached, what? Come on, he preached what? He didn't preach something else. He didn't preach another gospel. He preached Christ. Now look at the effect in the next verse. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Now look at verse 7. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with, what's this thing, palsies, and that were lame were healed. Now look at verse 8. And there was great joy in that city. Why? He preached Christ. There was great joy. So they didn't change their economic situation. They introduced the gospel. Yeah. They didn't change the economy of the people. So I don't need dollar to come down to be joyful. What I'm saying is, it's inconsequential where the dollar is or where the naira is. If I can focus on my rejoicing, I can afford anything that I need. Yeah. I don't have so much money. Like, no. I have. Amen. Come on, say I have. Yeah. So I don't. Dollar is going up. You are complaining about the dollar. Your kids, for those of you who have kids, don't even know that the dollar went up.
They don't.
At all. Mr. Diswa, sorry, your child knows that the dollar went up. Did you explain to him? So, you know, actually, the dollar now, yeah. Before you were born, you know, every time I go to the mall to go and get something, there's this guy that goes with me. His name is Andrew. So when we go to, I don't know why he does it. He will bring out, you know, the guy is big on Snap. Glory to God. So he will bring out his phone and now go to the baby section. All the nan, Serilac. So when he's taking the pictures, we are both reminding ourselves, you want to get married, right? Upon steel, even though you want to have the keys, right? So, but what the point is, in that high price of the Cerelac, mothers who don't have are buying it because they can't allow their baby stuff. So I'm saying the God who bore you, we now at what you starve. No, I don't know about the dollar, daddy. I don't know. Can you feed me, please? So you are focusing on the bills. Focus on the Father. Yes. Don't try to carry God. I said it the last time here now. Leave the bill alone. Look at the Father. It's the same thing they did in the wilderness. Snake bites them. God said, put a brazen serpent, that everyone who looks on it will be saved. They said, no, I want to tie a rope on my leg. Because the natural response of a man is to want to fix the situation. No, you're not called to fix things. You're called to let God. Let God. Just allow him. You and God cannot be working on this same thing. When you stop working, God starts working. When you start resting, God starts working. As a matter of fact, God is not working. He walked. So when you start resting, you start seeing. Because works blinds you from the provision in the Christ. Works blinds you from the provision in the Christ. It's called provision for some reason. It comes before the vision. It's pro. It's pro. Come on, I said it's pro. It's a pro max vision. Leave it, later. Leave it. Are you getting blessed? Are you getting blessed? I need to close this thing. So, one of the reasons why we rejoice is that we have eternal life that cannot be taken away. We have eternal life. It's called Zoe. You know, there are two kinds of life. There is Zoe and there is Suke. Suke is animal life. Zoe is the God kind of life. You know why I like Zoe? It is eternal. But Suke, they decay. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now look at John chapter 10 verse John 10 verse 27 to 30. Put it up. John 10. John 10, 27 to 30, amplified. Thank you. It says, the sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me. I know them and they follow me. Next verse. And I give them eternal life, and they will never, ever, by any means perish. Now, this is not a promise. It's a fact. I give them eternal life, and they shall never, ever, by any means perish. And no one will ever snatch them out of my... Someone say, what if I want to now remove myself? Are you not no one? He says, no one. So we rejoice because we receive a life that cannot perish. We have that life. And I've taught you here many times. You are not waiting to get to heaven to enjoy that life. So because it's eternal life, in this present world, you begin to enjoy it. That's what happened when you survived an accident. There was a touch of immortality. You felt, there's a supernatural life inside of you. The Superman showed up for a bit. Because this one is indestructible. So I don't need to pray, die by fire. I'm insured by fire. I came for you today. So I have a life that cannot be destroyed. Put me in the drone of oil, I will come out alive. Plane crash, I will survive it. Hey. Some of you have limited the life. Say this life is only, it can only work to this point. No, people survive plane crash. I'm asking you to enlarge your mind and see the possibilities of divine life. Do you know Jesus couldn't die except he decided to die? Say, no man takes my life. I lay it down and I take it up again. That's how you speak. So it's not when you're inside one Molue bus. You can't even be a Molue in the name of Jesus. I reject. Your car is coming in the name of Jesus. I said your car is coming in the name of Jesus. In this recession, you will buy a car. Yes. If you don't buy, someone will give you. Listen to me. If everything you have came by labor, you are not under grace. Yes. If everything you have, you I suffered for it. It's my sweat. You're under the curse. Because he said to Adam, with the sweat of your skin, you will eat. So if I'm sweating to eat, it's curse. But there's grace now. Come on. Much more, much more. So you say, yes, I want car. Because I'm doing, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. One video is now your reality. No. Jesus, save me. Say, somebody help. Somebody help. How can the man with the helper look for help? When you see that in your confession switches, yes, are you hearing what I'm saying? I shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. Say things are shifting anyhow. No. When they shall say there's a casting down, I shall see. No, it is here I would think. No, you don't think a lifting up, you say it. Because your confession creates your reality. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I will say there's a lifting up for you in this season. I don't care what the dollar is saying, things are shifting on your behalf. Lines are falling for you in pleasant places. You have a godly heritage. Who am I talking to? If this is your word, get ready for a testimony this week. As you step out of this room, the lines are falling in pleasant places for you. There's a testimony with your name on it. They wrote you up, but God writes you in this week, and your testimony will be louder. If that's your word, throw your hands up and shout, thank you. Another reason we rejoice, there's still time. Glory to God. Thank you. Another reason we rejoice, there's therefore now no condemnation. No, he didn't say therefore tomorrow. Now, somebody holler now. I said holler now. It's now. No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You can be elsewhere, that's your business. But if you are in Christ, no condemnation. Come on, holler, no condemnation. That's Romans 8:1, no condemnation. That's why I rejoice. Messed up so badly, but not condemned. Did stupid things, but not condemned. Why? I'm in Christ Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I need to race to a close. I haven't even preached. Are you standing on my side? Leave there. Leave there. Amen. Leave there. We'll join it together. I'll be here very soon. We have a very big uncle in the house. He will bless us now, very soon. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Another reason that we rejoice is that our sins are forgiven. Past, present, and future. See, God doesn't forgive in installments. He forgives once and for all. If he forgave in installments, it means the cross is not complete. They would need another death of Jesus to bring forgiveness of sins. And mind you, you're not forgiven because you confessed. You are forgiven because he died. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are not forgiven because you confessed. You are forgiven because he died, was buried, and then he rose. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah, that's where forgiveness of sins came from. Because the wages of sin is not, I'm sorry. The wages of sin is somebody died. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that death, Jesus died it so that you can live it. Hey, are you hearing what I'm saying now? So he died for your sins and rose up to give you justification. I don't have time to go into all of the details today. Are you getting what I'm saying? Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? Next reason that we rejoice is that the curse is broken. This part, I want you to jump. I want you to shout. I want you to think. You know when they say to you that you have a spirit husband? Just tell them, I have. He that is joined with the Lord is one spirit. I'm married to Jesus. Satan, leave me alone. Yeah. I'm joined with the Lord. Give me Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14 in the Message translation. Close. You're getting blessed. Look at this. Christ redeemed us from that self-defeating cursed life by absorbing it completely into himself. Are you following? Now, do you remember the scripture that says, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree? That is what happened when Jesus was nailed to the cross. He became a curse. And at the same time, dissolve the curse. Hey. And he became a curse, and at the same time dissolved the curse. And now, because of that, the air is cleared. Come on, the air is cleared. Somebody, you can take off now. I said the air is cleared. They try to stop you. You can take off now. You can fly now. The air is clear. Come on, come on. The air is clear. They try to stop you in your household, but they can't stop you. They don't get married in your house. They die at a certain time, but not anymore. The curse is broken. Hear me. The curse came too late. The blessing of Abraham is now mine. I'm blessed. There's no curse hanging on my life. Touch your neighbor, tell them the air is cleared. You don't sound convinced. Say the air is cleared. I didn't hear you say the air is cleared. Tell another neighbor, take off. Come on, say take off. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Luke chapter 10, 17, 21. I'm coming somewhere. Luke 10, 17, 21. Are you getting blessed this morning? Look, and the 70 returned that Jesus sent his disciples to go preach and do stuff, and then came back to him, 70 of them. Look at this. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Next verse. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Next verse. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Look at verse 20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Come on, are you? Is your name written in heaven now? Come on, I said, is your name written in heaven? No, stop asking me if my name is in the book of life. I know now my name is written. Anybody who knows your name is written, make some noise. Slap your neighbor, say my name is written. No, I didn't say it. You know, some of you are scared of saying some things. I will make heaven. No. My name is written. He says, don't rejoice that you casted out demons. Rejoice that your name is written. Come on, slap your neighbor. My name is written. I said my name is written. Come on, one more time. My name is written. Now look at verse 21. Look at verse 21. Now, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. You will stand up at this point too. Because listen to me. How can Jesus rejoice? You know, when you do spiritual things, sir, often when you come out of that this thing, your face is strong. That's a sign of the anointing. So after healing one lame man, they get up. You know those guys you watch on the internet? No, when they brought the news, Jesus, your Jesus, he rejoiced. If you are still sitting down, you are wrong. I said your Jesus rejoiced. If he rejoiced, you ought to be rejoicing. You should be shouting. Hold on. What you don't see is, hey, the word rejoice here is the word agalio. Yeah. So that word, agalio means to jump or leap. So what happened was, when they told Jesus, he jumped. No, imagine Jesus jump. So what will make Jesus jump? No, I should have said when God jumped. Hey. Can somebody jump in this room? If Jesus jumped, I can jump. Come on, keep jumping. Jump out of depression. Jump out of suicidal thoughts. Jump out of adversity. Jump out of the lameness. Jump out of sickness. Jump into the redemptive walk. Jump into your redemptive walk. Jump into the glory of God upon your life. Jump into the breakthrough. Jump into the victory. Anybody got joy in the Holy Ghost? Make some noise in this room. Zephaniah 3:17. Look, Zephaniah, you have not heard Zephaniah before. Zephaniah. Look at this. It says, The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. No, so it is not you rejoicing now. So God looked at you. I said, why they look this guy? Guy too sweet. I will rejoice. So you are the one complaining about your destiny. But God sits outside time and sees where you are heading to. He starts rejoicing. Because even though you look poor now, there's a glorious future ahead. Whatever made God rejoice over you, you better start rejoicing over yourself. I'm going to rejoice. Come on, if God is rejoicing over you, you want to rejoice over yourself. I give you 2 seconds. Rejoice, yes. Like you know, yes. God is rejoicing,
rejoice
over you.
Oh,
don't stop rejoicing. Don't stop rejoicing.
Rejoice.
Don't stop rejoicing.
Hey, I rejoice.
There's a scripture that says, he that sits in the heaven will laugh. Find that scripture for me. He that sits in the heaven will laugh. It's in the book of Psalms. He that sits in the heaven will laugh. Ah, yeah, if God is laughing, that's a big deal. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you found the scripture? While you are finding it, can you laugh with your neighbor? Because some things will shift in this service. I'm getting ready to bring up the incredible minister Micah Remu. Get your rejoicing out. Get your rejoicing out. Look at this. Look at this. Say, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Now, the previous verse says, why do the heathens rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. But he that, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their curse from us. Next verse, but he that sits in the heaven. So while they were planning something stupid, God was laughing. I say, if God is laughing, you should be laughing right now. He that sits in the heaven will laugh. Now, hold on, hold on. You will laugh, hold on. Now, the question then is, who then sits in the heaven? If he that sits in the heaven, Ephesians said he has made us sit together with him. So if I'm sitting together with him, I'm laughing together with him. Anybody know that you sit there in Christ in heavenly places? Come on, laugh right now. Make some noise right now. Laugh at depression. Laugh at disaster. He died for you. He died as you. When he was buried, you were buried with him. And when he resurrected, you resurrected with him. And now you are seated in Christ in heavenly places. And if he's seated, you are seated. If he laughs, I laugh. If he laughs, I laugh. Anybody know that you're seated? Open your mouth. Laugh. Come on, laugh. Come on, laugh. Make some noise in this room. God, a shout of praise.
I praise you.
Bring it up. In the spirit of this laughter, joy and rejoicing, jumping, shouting, help me make welcome the very incredible ministry.